But it's details that add up to this. Now, one thing that has been done, which I think is really inappropriate, is to try and work out whether the NHS is doing a good job or a bad job by trying to compare what's happening in Britain with what's happening in other countries. I distrust this because the differences are so difficult to pick out. You know, if you want to do surveys as to whether a treatment is being given, that's fine. If we're not giving endocrine therapy when we should be, well, that's ridiculous. Or at least we're not offering it. I mean, I don't say it should be mandatory to give it. What are we actually giving? Surveys of what we're giving would be informative, but I'm not sure that surveys using national statistics to try to infer what treatments work, I'm not sure that that's actually of much scientific value. And I'll illustrate this by not by looking at the incidence data, but by looking at mortality data for two different countries. This is UK and US. We've got the best decrease in breast cancer deaths in the world in this country, so the NHS can't be that bad. And here is the UK and